The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about a brand new theater company that is setting up shop in Columbia. In fact, they have their first show 2 days from today, February the 16th. And I want to introduce you to a guy really who's no stranger, either one of you, not strangers to Columbia, Ed Hansen. For years and years, you were at Maplewood doing Maplewood Barn Productions, and you were with us on Pepper and Friends. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Matt Salzberg with MU Theater.
Yes.
Now, the production company we're talking about is called Talking Horse Productions.
Right.
What is Talking Horse Productions?
Well, you remember Mr. Ed from TV. Well, that's me. So,
is that how you came up with the name Talking Horse Productions?
Absolutely. I just wanted a fun name that reflected who I was, but at the same time didn't have my name in the title.
Yeah. So, now this is a pretty big project, and it takes a lot of guts to do what you're attempting to do here. You've got
or lack of brains, one of the two.
I'm looking at your list here. It looks like you've got eight shows on
the
docket.
We have six main shows plus two children's shows. You know, I taught elementary music for years and directed children's theater for Maplewood back in the 80s and 90s. So I wanted to put in something for the entire family. So we've got six main stage shows plus two children's shows.
Okay, and Talking Horse Productions, you're setting up at the Berlin Theater.
At the Berlin Theater, right next door to Cafe Berlin.
Now, how many people can you seat?
75.
Okay.
And that's if everyone takes a big breath in.
So it's going to be very cozy, very friendly. Everybody gets to know each other.
That's right.
And what are you looking forward to most with this as far as succeeding?
You know, I think that the Berlin Theater is just a unique venue. It's very, like you said, intimate. The types of plays we want to do are of an intimate nature. They're dramas or comedies about real people. And what we want to do is to create an atmosphere that just brings the audience right into the play.
Yeah.
Because it's not a huge theater that seats 1,200 people, but it's very small. We want the audience to be able to be pulled right into the story along with the actors.
Okay. So. And this is where Matt comes in, because Matt is the director of your very first production.
Oh, and I couldn't have asked for somebody better to direct the show. I've worked with Matt before, so I was thrilled when he said he'd do it.
Time Stands Still. What? Tell us about Time Stands Still.
Well, Time Stands Still is a relatively recent play by Donald Margulies, who about 12 years ago won a Pulitzer Prize for Dinner with Friends. And it's about a photojournalist who's wounded in a roadside bomb in Iraq, and it's all about her homecoming, mm-hmm. What I call her thorny homecoming, and her relationship with her lover, confidant, come husband, who is a freelance foreign correspondent. And it's a deceptively simple play. On the surface, it just seems like it's sparse dialogue and four people sitting around a living room in Brooklyn talking to each other.
So there's only four people in the
play. There's four characters. But the thematic depth, the questions the play raises, you know, what she's a photojournalist, what are the ethics of her going to take photographs of people, of afflicted people, of people who have faced catastrophes? What are the consequences of the choices we make and how we fill our lives? So even though on the surface it seems like a very simple piece, thematically it hits you in waves.
What are, when the production is finished and people are walking out the door, what are they going to be carrying with them as far as the feeling that production is leaving them with?
Well, I hope a sense of, I think one of the questions the play asks is how do we lead a moral or empathetic life? And so I think that part of the beauty of theater is that it's not a one-way street. It's a conversation among the actors and the audience members in the event space. And so I hope coming out of that dialogue, people question, think about how they live their lives,
okay.
and how they relate to people and the things they do. I think that that's the best we can ask of seeing theater.
The show is called Time Stand Still. It opens this Thursday. You run for 2 weeks, right?
That's correct. Thursday through Sunday for two
weeks. Thursday through Sunday, February 16th through the 19th, and you pick up again the following Thursday.
Right.
Next Thursday, 23rd through the 26th, 7:30 p.m.
All shows.
All of them are at 7:30.
Right.
If people want ticket information, what can they do?
Well, you can buy tickets at the door if they're available. But remember, we only have 75 seats.
So you're hoping that they will be sold out by the time people come
right.
to the door.
And you can buy tickets online. We have contracted with a company called Ticket Leap. And if they put in their browser, Berlin Theater with an R-E, .ticketleap.com, it'll go right to our link, and they can purchase tickets online for the
okay.
show.
Berlin Theater and spell theater, R-E, not E-R.
Right.
.com.
.com.
And it'll go right to your site.
Yeah.
Now, you've got Time Stand Still opening up this Thursday. Then what are the other shows you have?
Well, we're doing Title of Show in April.
Uh-huh.
We're wedging in March a children's play that I directed back in the 80s at Maplewood Barn called Professor Zucchini's Traveling Tales.
Okay.
Going to have a lot of fun with that. It's kind of Commedia dell'arte. June, we're doing a play called Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. It's all about some bridesmaids. Fuddy Mears, which is a kind of a dark comedy, in August. Crimes of the Heart, which is a Pulitzer Prize winner in October. And we'll finish off our season with The Dining Room that'll open right at the end of November.
Okay. Ed, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so
much. I know
much.
That this is it's a pretty big project doing this, but you've got a lot of good people that you're working with. And goodness, we have a lot of talent in Central Missouri.
Unbelievable how much rich talent we have in the city of Columbia and the surrounding area. And I'm sitting next to one right here. So.
Yeah. Now, when you left, you live in Columbia, but you have been acting professionally for 3 years, right?
Right. I retired in 2008 from the school system here in Columbia and 2 days later left town to do my first job. And I've worked in 6 or 7 different states at this point, all the way from Arizona to Pennsylvania, Michigan, Mississippi, Kansas, Missouri. I've been everywhere. So,
Kind of like Hank Snow's big song, I've Been Everywhere, Man.
That's right. Mm. So I'm taking a year to get this company on its feet, and we'll see how things take off. I'm not ready to give up acting yet, but this opportunity is one of those once-in-a-lifetime
okay.
things.
All right. Ed Hansen and Matt Salzberg, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you, Paul.
It's Talking Horse Productions, and the first show is at the Berlin Theater this Thursday. Two days from today.
Yes,
break a
right.
leg, both of you.
Thank
here
you.
We go. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're not down on crutches. So. Let's see. Tomorrow, Central Missouri Dietetic Association and Big Brothers, Big Sisters are topic. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this or listen to it again, go to KBIA.org, click on talk shows, click on Radio Friends, and you got it. See you tomorrow.